Hey everybody, this is Chris Kay, and you're listening to the Productive Parks 5-Minute Podcast, the show for busy people working to change the game in the parks and recreation field. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about retaining park maintenance employees. Parks and recreation agencies provide the community with valuable resources to make the best of their free time. Providing clean, safe, and engaging spaces allows the public to gather together and fully embrace the areas. Parks maintenance workers are on the front lines of ensuring our parks, playgrounds, green spaces, and facilities remain beneficial community resources. The work can be hard and they are exposed to various weather conditions, but the job can also be very rewarding, especially when staff feel heard and appreciated. Staffing issues are not a new problem for parks and recreation agencies. The agencies that have more success filling the roles and keeping them filled often examine and refine their approaches to employee culture and morale. In this article, we'll discuss the challenges parks and recreation agencies face when staffing and some ways to boost morale to keep teams happy and engaged with their vital work. Challenges of parks maintenance teams. With unlimited time, money, and resources, retaining park maintenance staff would be easy. Unfortunately, parks and recreation agencies have finite resources to fund everything they do. Here are some of the most common challenges parks maintenance teams face. Budgets. Parks and recreation agencies often have stretched budgets and are mainly funded by city governments with limited resources. Even with available grants and other funding sources, paying staff, especially entry-level staff, competitive wages can be difficult. In response, some agencies get creative with recruiting by offering more benefits, perks, or flexible schedules. For example, seasonal workers may get memberships to the agency's gym or discounts on available recreation programming while employed. Turnover. Challenging work, relatively lower wages, and more job availability in the private sector can lead to a revolving door of parks maintenance staff. High turnover, especially during busy seasons, creates more pressure to compete the necessary work. Losing an employee costs time and money. The time spent on the hiring process takes away from the time managers spend developing their current team, which can reduce productivity. Difficulty filling seasonal positions. Filling some of the seasonal roles can prove to be a challenge. Fewer teenagers and young adults are looking for summer work. Summer breaks are shorter. Some students take summer courses or volunteer in the community during their breaks. When seasonal positions are left open, it puts added strain on full-time and permanent help. More needs to be done with fewer people, which can lead to burnout, stressful work environments, and low morale. Boosting morale. Attracting the right staff. Improving staff morale starts with the hiring process and even the job description. Instead of listing a set of duties the individual will do daily, make it about the experience they will gain and the impact they're going to have on the community. Allow potential employees to see the job as more than performing routine maintenance tasks. To attract younger seasonal staff, highlight the skills they will develop while working for your agencies. Show how working at the agency will provide experience that will look good on a resume. For example, instead of being responsible for mowing a park property, they help manage the landscape of thousands of square feet of outdoor space. When you find the right employee, make sure the onboarding process is smooth and informative. Set the new employee up for success with thorough training, peer mentoring, and clear expectations about the work they will perform. Offer training and development opportunities. Investing in your maintenance team's professional development helps them build new skills and show that your agency is committed to each employee's growth. You can develop staff with a better skill set by providing training programs and easy access to workshops, webinars, and continuing education. It increases their motivation to use those new skills. Also, a clear path for career advancement makes staff feel like they're working towards something instead of just working. Empower staff. Feeling heard leads to better job satisfaction and staff loyalty. An open and transparent communication culture allows staff to provide input in the day-to-day operations. Encourage your parks maintenance staff to share their thoughts, ideas, and concerns. Use team meetings, individual check-ins, and suggestion boxes to allow staff to voice their opinions. Address staff input in proactive ways. Foster open discussions that consider their suggestions to improve productivity. Maintenance staff will feel more confident voicing their suggestions, which may lead to better ways of doing things. Acting on new collaborative ideas gives staff skin in the game and motivates them to follow through. Recognize staff's achievements. The work of Parks and Recreation maintenance staff often goes unnoticed. If they're doing their job correctly, things are business as usual. It's not until an issue arises that attention is paid to what they do. This approach negatively affects morale. Staff work harder when their efforts are acknowledged and appreciated. Fostering a culture of gratitude is an easy way to help boost morale. A few kind words from a manager go a long way. Find ways to acknowledge when a project gets completed or when staff pulls together during a hectic week. Celebrate milestones. With everything that goes into managing a park's maintenance team's daily operations, it's easy to overlook employees' milestones. How would it feel if an employee's 5-year anniversary goes virtually unknown because everyone is in the midst of a major playground repair project? Show pride in your team's milestones. Make them feel good about it. This can include completing onboarding, work anniversaries, training accomplishments, promotions, contribution to agency achievements, retirement, personal milestones like birthdays, marriage, or becoming a parent. Maintain a positive work environment. Things get busy, they change, and staffs change. As your agency evolves, it's easy to lose sight of your work environment with everything happening. The things mentioned in this article can contribute to a positive work environment. As you probably know, there are more ways you can help ensure people want to show up for work every day. Some ideas include: schedule one-on-one check-ins with staff. Pay attention to how everyone is communicating with each other. Keep feedback growth-oriented. Provide fair, regular employee performance reviews. Provide access to mental health resources. Promote a healthy work-life balance with your employees. Find ways for camaraderie and fun. The takeaway: being proactive with your agency's culture and team's communication can go a long way in helping retain your maintenance staff. By examining the process of recruitment, hiring, and acknowledging current employees, you may find some tweaks that help boost your maintenance team's morale. Well, that wraps it up. Thanks again for listening to the 5-Minute Podcast. Be sure to tune in each week for more tips on how to make your agency more productive.